Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Two, it says protect federal buildings from rioters. This says Oregon's attorney general is, like California officials, filing a lawsuit to try to stop it. A federal judge temporarily blocking the president from sending Oregon National Guard to Portland. Two people are dead, 12 others injured, and a hunt for several people who shot at each other last night in a crowded downtown Montgomery, Alabama. Police say then others in the crowd took out their guns and fired. Mayor Stephen Reed.
We're going to do whatever we can, not only to arrest those responsible, we're going to do whatever we can to arrest those connected in any way who knew what may have happened or who knew what could take place.
President Trump indicating that a U.S.-led Gaza peace plan is just days away from being okayed. A U.S. delegation is at talks in Cairo. This is ABC News. Target and Walmart are among big retailers already rolling out some holiday season sales. It's never too early to start planning ahead to be ready, say shopping experts. ABC's Rena Roy.
If you're in the market for new tech products, you're in luck. Amazon is offering deals for Prime members starting Tuesday, and some early sales are already available, like the Amazon Echo Auto, which adds Alexa to your car. It was $54.99, now $14.99. And the Ring Battery Doorbell was $149.99, now $79.99.
This new way to deliver is on hold in one region, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Federal investigators want to know why two Amazon Prime Air delivery drones crashed into a construction crane west of Phoenix this week. Nobody was hurt, but the retailer has paused drone deliveries in that area while it tries to figure out what went wrong.
The moon will appear slightly larger and brighter tomorrow night during what's known as a supermoon. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Increasing clouds tonight with showers and storms during the overnight, low 55. Clouds with scattered rain showers all day tomorrow, high 63. And lighter rain showers trickling off with decreasing clouds tomorrow night, cooler and a low of 45. Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny. The winds are out of the west at 10 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 80 degrees.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today is Sunday, October 5th. Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Tim Thede. The Dane County Executive proposes a hiring freeze. Melissa Agard said Wednesday the plan would affect non-essential positions in the county's government. Agard said the county faces a $31 million structural deficit for its 2026 budget, and the current federal government shutdown brings uncertainty for additional funding for those jobs. A release from Agard's office says the freeze would exempt critical public safety and frontline delivery service positions. Agard plans to present her proposal to the Dane County Board at its October 23rd meeting. People who get their medical insurance with UnitedHealthcare will no longer be able to get treatment at Ascension Wisconsin Hospitals. A contract between the two companies expired October 1st after United and Ascension were unable to come to terms on a new contract. Ascension said UnitedHealthcare's offers wasn't enough to cover increasing costs of health care and that the insurer was trying to profit off services Ascension was providing, while UnitedHealthcare said it was offering a market competitive rate to the hospital network. Wisconsin soybean farmers are struggling to find buyers as tariffs with China continue to stymie the market. A statement from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Soybean Association says the organization is extremely concerned for the state's farm economy after President Trump declared the U.S. trade deficit a national emergency and slapped tariffs on many of the U.S.'s largest trading partners. Wisconsin farmers typically grow around $1.3 billion worth of soybeans a year, with two-thirds of that exported. China has refused to buy any U.S.-grown soybeans this year due to the tariffs. A similar situation arose during Trump's first term when a looming trade war with China cost the agricultural industry $27 billion in losses. The American Soybean Association is urging the president to work out a deal with China before farmers again see major losses. An important milestone at Wisconsin's troubled youth corrections facilities. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections announced Thursday that it has reached full compliance with 50 orders placed by the federal government on the Lincoln Schools for Boys and Cooper Lake Schools for Girls. The orders stem from a 2015 raid and investigation at the Lincoln County facility that showed widespread abuse and lack of supervision. A subsequent judgment against the state resulted in the court orders and $25 million in fines. Governor Tony Evers has made closure of Lincoln Hills Cooper Lake one of his top goals since taking office. The process to open a new youth correction site in southeast Wisconsin continues. Governor Tony Evers declared October Cybersecurity Awareness Month in Wisconsin. Accordingly, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is partnering with the Wisconsin Department of Administration and Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs to promote simple ways that consumers and businesses in the state can protect themselves from common risks that come with using the internet and modern technology. As part of the National Secure Our World campaign, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency recommends four actions we all can take to improve our personal and organizational cybersecurity. Use strong passwords and create a different password for each account. Turn on multi-factor authentications to strengthen account security. Recognize and report phishing to avoid compromising personal information. And update software regularly to get the latest security patches. These tips are a great start, but the list of easy, everyday cybersecurity practices does not end there. DATCAP, DOA, and DMA are recommending three additional ways that Wisconsin can go beyond basics to keep themselves and their workplaces and communities secure. DATCAP Secretary Randy Romanski says scammers use social media platforms to impersonate trusted businesses, government agencies, celebrities, or even a target's friend or family member. They promote fake products or services, make fraudulent offers, and try to steal your information and hard-earned money. DOA Secretary Kathy Bloomfield suggests be sure to back up your data regularly and keep sensitive data private by cleaning up and deleting what you don't need. Major General Pat Strub, Wisconsin's general and governor chief cybersecurity advisor, says cybersecurity involves preventing, detecting, and responding to those cyber attacks that have wide-ranging effects on individuals, organizations, and the whole state. Protecting ourselves and our information starts at home, from antivirus software to strong passwords and monitoring your personal accounts. Each step we take helps secure our digital world. For more information and consumer protection resources from DATCAP, visit consumerprotection.wi.gov or contact the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128 or DATCP Hotline at wisconsin.gov. Fall has begun, and the American Red Cross urges you to mark the season with a life-saving blood or platelet donation to help keep the blood supply strong. Donors of all blood types especially are needed. Many daily routines shifts as the seasons change, but blood and platelet donations must remain top of mind. Fall into donating blood or platelets now. A blood drive will be held tomorrow from 1 to 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. Also, a blood drive will be held on Wednesday from 9 to 2 at Wisconsin Heights High School. Make an appointment to give any blood drive to any blood drive now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Bauer Gunnell Dalton, VFW Post 2267, reminds parents and teachers to encourage students in 6th through 8th grades to enter an essay in the Patriot's Pen competition and high school students to enter the Voice of Democracy for Youth Scholarship opportunities. The VFW is dedicated to promoting patriotism and investing in the future generation. If you are a democracy-loving high school student interested in a $35,000 college scholarship or a patriotic middle school student interested in winning $5,000, these scholarships may be for you. The theme for the essay this year for Patriot's Pen and Voice of Democracy is the same. How are you showing patriotism and support for our country? All entries are due October 31st to local VFW Post 2267. All details along with entry requirements can be found at vfw.org/community/youth-and-education/youth-scholarships. All inquiries can be directed to Margie Freeman at 608-647-4884. Raising awareness of Wisconsin's bat population during the Halloween season, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources International Bat Week observance from October 24th through the 31st will stress the importance of bats to the state's environment, economy, and public health. The DNR says bug-eating bats consume agricultural pests, which help farmers and foresters. Wisconsin has 8 species of bats, with 4 of them classified as threatened in the state. A fungus-based disease known as white nose syndrome is the primary cause of the decline of bat populations. The DNR will hold several educational bat events around the state this month. Find out more at batweek.org. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released its wolf population estimates for 2025, according to the data released. The DNR estimates that there are approximately 1,200 gray wolves in the state this year. The total is about 100 fewer than the 2024 estimates, which wildlife researchers say could be a sign of the wolf population reaching its capacity. Managing the wolf population has become a controversial topic, especially in northern Wisconsin, where farmers have complained of the wolves targeting their livestock. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters to know their target and understand the difference between elk and white-tailed deer this hunting season. Elk occasionally venture outside of Wisconsin's 2 elk ranges, especially during the fall breeding season. Positively identifying the target ensures the safety of other people and avoids accidental shooting of non-target animals. How to know? Adult elk are larger than adult deer. An adult elk stands about 1 to 2 feet taller than an adult deer at the shoulders. An elk calf will be about the same size as an adult white-tailed doe, but will display similar colorations to adult elk. Spot the difference in the antlers. White-tailed deer antlers curve forward, whereas elk antlers are larger and sweep back from their heads. Look for color markings. Elk have a tan rump patch, black legs, and dark brown mane. Deer have legs the same color as their bodies, a white throat patch, and a fluffy white tail. Elk moving through the state may also have noticeable markers, including colored ear tags or tracking collars. These collars are fixed around the neck and are typically orange in color, sometimes with a visible printed number. See the differences between elk and white-tailed deer using the DNR's comparison guide. Since there are still isolated incidents where hunters mistake an elk for a white-tailed deer, the DNR reminds hunters that they are illegally taking elk may result in a fine and revocation of hunting licenses. Observation of elk outside the management zones can be reported to the DNR through the Wildlife Observation Tool. WRCO News Time is 5:14. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
Today is Sunday, October 5th. Roger McCulloch, 92, of Blue River, formerly of Steuben, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Blue River United Methodist Church. Burial will follow at Gaze Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the church tomorrow from 9 until the time of the service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Roger McCulloch, 92, of Blue River, formerly of Steuben. Michael Mike Anderson, 60, of rural Muscadet, died Monday at home. Memorial services will be held tomorrow at 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 1 until the time of the service at 3. Michael Mike Anderson, 60, of rural Muscadet. Dwayne C. Fralick, age 83, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Dwayne C. Fralick, age 83. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died September 24th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Wednesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 6, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center, died Monday. A memorial service will be held Sunday, October 19th, at 1 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Arlington. Friends may call at the church Sunday, October 19th, from noon until the time of the service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center. Georgia Lynn McMillan, 76, of Richland Center, died September 26th following a courageous battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to your local community animal shelter. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with the arrangements. Georgia Lynn McMillan, 76, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We will continue to feel the summer-like conditions for the rest of today, and then that is going to be changing with a cold front that's going to be pushing through as we head into our overnight hours tonight. Though we can expect an increase in clouds and showers and a few thunderstorms will be popping up as well. Lows will be dropping down to the mid-50s. Winds are going to calm down a little bit coming from the south and then the northwest, about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Heading into the beginning of the week on Monday, cloudy skies and scattered rain showers are expected all day. Highs are going to be significantly cooler. We're looking at low to mid-60s for highs. Winds coming from the north around 5 miles an hour. Monday night, we're looking at lighter rain showers trickling off with decreasing clouds. Cooler temperatures are going to be settling in. We're looking at lows dropping to the mid-40s, and winds are going to be on the calm side. Tuesday, we are looking at a few clouds in the skies, otherwise plenty of sunshine and seasonal conditions, highs in the mid to upper 60s, winds coming from the north-northwest at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the middle of the week on Wednesday, we are going to start off the morning with some patchy morning frost, and then plenty of sunshine and dry conditions can be expected for the rest of the day. Highs will be a few degrees warmer, we're looking at upper 60s. Thursday, we will have some spotty areas of frost early once again, and then mostly sunny for the rest of the day. Increasing clouds are expected later on in the evening, with some scattered showers at night and overnight possible. Highs will be once again in the mid to upper 60s. As we get into the end of the week on Friday, decreasing clouds with dry conditions can be expected. Highs will be in the upper 60s. And as we get into next weekend, we'll have a few clouds and slightly warmer temperatures coming back. Highs are expected to be in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 79 degrees after a high today of 82 and a morning low of 59. Yesterday's high was 86 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1992 is 86 degrees with a record low of 23 that was set back in 1952. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 38. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:36 and sunrise tomorrow morning will take place at 7:04. Winds are out of the south-southwest at 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.85, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 79 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This statement is not evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day Active Liver Tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
We ask a lot of our liver, so give it the support it deserves with an easy daily detox from Active Liver. Made with natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke, Active Liver helps cleanse and protect your liver so you feel less bloated and more energized. Find Active Liver online at Amazon, Vitacost.com, or iHerb.com, or pick it up today at CVS, Meijer Grocery, or ShopRite. When your liver is happy, your body is happy. Enjoy life to the fullest with Active Liver.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
Yesterday was the first day of the National League, or of not just the National League, of the Major League Baseball Divisional Series playoffs. Both National League and American League teams took part. And yesterday in the National League Division Series, Jackson Chourio went for 3-for-3 and drove in three runs in the first two innings before departing with a hamstring injury as the Milwaukee Brewers trounced the Chicago Cubs 9-3 in their NL Division Series opener. Chourio became the first player to have three hits in the first two innings of a playoff game, but his availability for Monday's game is the best of five series is unclear. Chourio, who missed a month of the regular season, with a strained right hamstring, left with tightness in that hamstring after beating out a bases-loaded infield single. Also yesterday in the other National League Division Series game, Shohei Ohtani has led the Dodgers to a 5-3, or he led the Dodgers, I should say, to a 5-3 win over the Phillies in Game 1 of their National League Division Series. And Ohtani struck out 9 over 6 innings despite striking out 4 times at bat. Teoscar Hernandez hit a crucial 3-run homer to rally the Dodgers. Ohtani and Roque Sasaki made history as the first Japanese-born starter and reliever to earn a win and save in the same postseason game. Ohtani faced intense pressure from Phillies fans but focused on pitching to secure the victory. The Dodgers have a day off before they have Game 2 tomorrow. And in the other Division Series games in the American League, the Blue Jays beat the Yankees 10-1, and the Tigers defeated the Mariners 3-2. And today there's American League action in the Division Series, and in Game 2 for both American League teams that are competing yet. Right now it's in the top of the 7th, and the Blue Jays are leading the Yankees 13-2. And then tonight will be the Tigers at the Mariners in Game 2. And in that game between Toronto and the Yankees, of course, Toronto leads the series 1-0, and the Detroit leads the series against the Mariners 1-0 as well. And then tomorrow will be the National League playing their Division Series games, and those games will feature the Dodgers at the Phillies and the Cubs at the Brewers. And the first pitch for the Cubs-Brewers Division Series Game 2 is at 8:08 for the first pitch tomorrow evening, and you can hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Pre-game tomorrow will be at 7:30. Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Jackson Chourio's status for Game 2 of the NL Division Series against the Chicago Cubs remains uncertain a day after he had an MRI on his right hamstring. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says the MRI was inconclusive. Murphy says Chourio was still testing the strained hamstring during a workout today. Game 2 of the best of 5 series is tomorrow night. The Cubs plan to start left-hander Shota Imania, while the Brewers will use lefty Aaron Ashby as an opener. 3-time Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer has been left off the Toronto Blue Jays roster for their AL Division Series against the New York Yankees. Scherzer struggled in his last 6 starts, going 1-3 with a 9.00 ERA. Shortstop Bo Bichette and right-hander Chris Bassett are also out due to injuries. Toronto has included 13 pitchers with a focus on left-handers to counter the Yankees lineup. The Los Angeles Dodgers have added Clayton Kershaw for their NL Division Series against Philadelphia. Kershaw, who plans to retire after the postseason, is slated to pitch in relief. Vikings receiver Jordan Addison caught a 12-yard touchdown pass from Carson Wentz with 25 seconds left to give Minnesota a 21-17 victory over the Cleveland Browns at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London. The 10-play, 80-yard drive gave the Vikings a much-needed win on their historic international road trip, which started with a 24-21 loss to the Steelers in Dublin last week. It also spoiled Dylan Gabriel's first NFL start as the Browns' rookie put his team in position to win by throwing two touchdown passes. Fellow rookie quarterback Quinshon Judkins rushed for 110 yards on 23 carries. Wentz shook off a shoulder injury that briefly sent him to the locker room and led to scoring drives in the second half. Bo Nix threw an 11-yard touchdown pass, and J.K. Dobbins rushed for 2 yards score in the fourth quarter as the Denver Broncos wiped out a 14-point deficit to hand the Philadelphia Eagles their first loss of the season, 21-17 today. The Broncos batted down Jalen Hurts' last gasp pass on the final play of the game to send the Super Bowl champions to just their second loss in their last 22 games. The Broncos caught a huge break in their rally when the Eagles had a late fourth down conversion called back on an illegal shift penalty whistled against running back Saquon Barkley. And other scores from the NFL today include the Cowboys beating the Jets 37-22. It was the Saints over the Giants 26-14. The Colts defeated the Raiders 40-6. It was the Panthers over the Dolphins 27-4. And the Texans beat the Ravens 44-10. And other games that are actually, we got another final that just came in. The Broncos beat the Eagles by a score of, oh, I already gave that score. Yes, the Broncos beat the Eagles, as I mentioned earlier, 21-17. Games that are currently going on, the Cardinals are leading the Titans 21-6. It's the Buccaneers and Seahawks tied up at 28 apiece in the fourth quarter. That game between the Titans and Cardinals, by the way, is in the third quarter. And in the third quarter, the Lions are leading the Bengals 28-3. And also in the third quarter, the Commanders are leading the Chargers 20-10. And tonight in Sunday Night Football, it'll be the Patriots at the Bills. And tomorrow night on Monday Night Football, it'll be the Chiefs at the Jaguars. The Minnesota Vikings place center Ryan Kelly on injured reserve after he sustained his second concussion of the season in last week's loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The 10-year veteran will miss 4 games, including today against the Cleveland Browns. He had 5 reported concussions in his career. Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez was stabbed multiple times during a late-night altercation with a truck driver in a downtown Indianapolis alley. Authorities say the altercation resulted in criminal charges against the Fox Sports analyst. A court document offering alleged details of the altercation is based on hotel video footage and the driver's statement to the police. The affidavit alleges Sanchez cussed the truck driver outside a hotel. It says that prompted the driver to defensively pull out a knife. Sanchez was hospitalized with stab wounds to his upper torso. The driver had a cut on his cheek. Miami has moved to number 2 in the Associated Press college football poll. Texas Tech has achieved its highest ranking since 2008. Meanwhile, Penn State and Texas have dropped out of the top 25 for the first time since 2022. Ohio State remains number 1 but received fewer first place votes. Miami jumped ahead of Oregon after defeating Florida State. Texas Tech cracked the top 10 after beating Houston. Penn State and Texas both fell out of the rankings after losses. This marks the first time since 1986 that two top 10 teams have exited the polls in the same week. And the NBA has introduced a new program this season, sending referees to training camps to officiate scrimmages. This initiative aims to give officials extra practice and helps them understand how games will be called. Milwaukee coach Doc Rivers and others have praised the program, saying it helps build relationships between players, coaches, and officials in a less competitive environment. Coaches like Washington's Brian Keefe and Portland's Chauncey Billups have called it a great idea. The league believes this approach fosters respect for the game and improves communication. Coaches and players seem to appreciate the effort. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top-handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
WRCO 100.9.
Seen a prayer in person, kind of thing that makes you believe all the waiting round was worth it for one of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans, and I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Carolina. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Well, there ain't no dancing around it when your whole world's standing there. 'Cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. And just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Carolina. Spent a few more wild than free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy. Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my name. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. She gave forever to me. She gave a yes to the dress with her mama. That's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave her to me. I wish she could have met my daddy. Know how happy he would be that I gave her a diamond, and she gave forever to me. damage done. Just let those words roll off your tongue. Even if you're lying, if you really don't mean it, I don't care. If you need a little buzz to get you there, then baby I'm buying. Well, couldn't you say you do, say you might for tonight, have a hope in the truth, even if you don't? Couldn't you mess me up, get in my head, steal my t-shirt, wreck my bed all night long like you used to, even if you don't? Couldn't you say you do? Back in my arms, and don't call me. I don't mind a little smoke getting in my eyes. Baby, take your hands, take your lies, and lay them on me. Well, couldn't you say you do, say you might for tonight, have a heart in the truth? If you don't, couldn't you mess me up, get in my head, steal my t-shirt, wreck my bed all night long like you used to? Even if you don't, couldn't you say you do? Well, don't worry about the damage done. Just let those words roll off your tongue. Even if you're lying. Well, couldn't you say you do, say you might for tonight, have a heart in the truth, even if you don't? Couldn't you mess me up, get in my head, steal my t-shirt, wreck my bed all night long like you used to? Even if you don't, couldn't you say you do? On a shelf, your hands in your pockets ain't no kind of help. Painting with no paint ain't got much to do, and I ain't no good without you. Can't sing a song that ain't got no words. See, just to see till you drop it in the dirt. A church ain't a church without some people in the pews, and I ain't no good without you. Without you I'd be just another same old plain old son of a gunner. No shotgun, solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunsets all black and white, you put the tide out in my life. I sound crazy but baby it's true, ain't no good without you. Without a rhythm flow, it's all in your strings, no, you won't play a note. You can't sing the hip hop if you ain't got the cue. And I ain't no good without you. Without you I'd just be another same old plain old son of a gunner. No shotgun, solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunset's all black and white, but you put the tide out in my.
and solo roller.
I'll crawl.
No motor.
Sunsets on black and white. You put the tide out in my life. My sound crazy, but baby, it's true. Ain't no good without you. Hey. Without you. Ain't no good. Ain't no good.
Thompson Square without you on Country and Community. Before that, we had Dirk Bentley with Say You Do and Cole Swindell with Forever to Me. Well, not too far away now. Classic country music with your host, Mr. Bo Hendricks on Old Country, coming up from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9. And be sure to stay tuned for that. And yeah, so another nice day in Richland Center, 79 degrees right now, sunny outside, and not much for a heat index or anything like that. In fact, it just feels like it's 81 outside, which isn't too bad too. 81's still a good temperature, so I don't know, maybe a good night to take a walk when the sun goes down and stuff, or even when it before it goes up, or just go out and do whatever, and just enjoy the weather, everybody. And so, like I say, what you can do too is if you want to, you can sit on the porch. I suggested this early, sit on the porch and turn on Old Country and listen to some great classic country music with your host, Mr. Bo Hendricks.
The countdown is on for the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Friday's schedule features the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m., truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m., the Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m., and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Saturday keeps the entertainment rolling with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and Dirt Bike Dregs at 11, Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 p.m., and the Diesel Truck Challenge plus vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. Everything happens at the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Happy apple season from Oakwood Fruit Farm. Bite into the best with Honeycrisp, Cortland Macintosh, and many more, perfect for eating or cooking. The bakery is full of fall favorites, apple cider donuts, take and bake pies. Pick up a caramel apple. Plus, grab fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and colorful fall mums. And here's the sweetest deal. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fall flavors come alive.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
100.9 WRCO.
Sometimes I stop on my way home and watch the children play, and I wonder if they wonder what they'll be someday. Some will dream a big dream and make it all come true, while others go on dreaming of things they'll never do.
We're all just seeds in God's hand. Start the same, but where we land is sometimes fertile soil and sometimes sand. We're all just seeds in God's hand.
I saw a friend the other day I hardly recognized. He'd done a lot of living since I last looked in his eyes. He told his tale of how he'd failed, the lessons he'd been taught, but he offered no excuses and he left me with this thought.
We're all just seeds in God's hands. We start the same, but where we land is sometimes fertile soil, sometimes sand.
And as I'm standing at a crossroads once again, I'm reminded we're all the same when we begin. And in the end,
we're all just seeds in God's hand. Start the same, but where we land is sometimes fertile soil and sometimes sand. We're all just seeds in God's hands. We're all just seeds in God's hands.
Beautiful song by Kathy Matea there, Seeds at 5:54. And it's time for me to wrap things up and call it a day and make room for Old Country coming up here shortly. I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. I will be back again tomorrow. I'll be on with the sports at 5:20, and then after that, I will have some great music after the Ag Report up until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And be sure to keep it tuned right here for Old Country, and that's on from 6 until midnight. And following that, we'll have some great music during the overnight hours as well. And then tomorrow morning, be sure to join Mr. Phil Nee with the Light in the Milk House Show. All right, taking us up to Old Country is Chris Stapleton with Tennessee Whiskey. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And thanks for making WRCO a part of your day, and stay safe.
Used to spend my nights out in barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back, being too far gone. Tennessee whiskey, you're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy, and honey, I stay strong. Same old places, found the bottom of the bottle's always dry. But when you pulled out your heart, I didn't waste it, 'cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. Tennessee whiskey, you're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy, and honey, I stay strong. Yeah.
Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey.
Increasing clouds tonight with showers and thunderstorms likely, low 56, wind south 5 to 15, gusting to 25. Morning showers and cloudy tomorrow, much cooler, high 66. Lingering rain chances into the overnight hours tomorrow night, gradually clearing skies, low 47. Mostly sunny and seasonable on Tuesday, high 66. And patchy morning frost on Wednesday, otherwise another decent day, high 68.
Old Country. It's country, real country, from stars of the Grand Ole Opry, whose songs stir great memories every Sunday night on WRCO-FM 100.9. Sponsored by Gary Hardware, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Foggy Bottom Woodworks,